7:30. Okay, let's begin. The Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Paskins, Akotne Yodeh L'Naneya, Akotne who knows how to do the Nanuim, meaning the Gemara said on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, to go up, you know, to go Molech Umevi Malu Marid, you know, you go forward, backwards, to the right, to the left. Gemara has that on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, describing how to do the Nanuim. So Akotne Yodeh L'Naneya, if Akot knows how to do the Nanuim, then already, he's already Chayav Ben Atilas Luluv. His father should mechanech him with an atilas luluv midrabbanan. So that's the psak of the Mishnah. Mem beis amalf. Let's make sure we know it. Stephen pointed out a great kasha. He said, "I understand the nanuim lamais are not the ikar part of the mitzvah. You pick it up and you pick it up right away. You're yotze. So what does it mean yodeh l'naneya?" It was a great kasha you asked. So the Chassam Sofer, the Maskil Kotten, is bothered by your kasha. And he says that the Nanuim are halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And he says that even though min ha-Torah Yoytzu is just picking it up, but nevertheless a person has to be Ra'ui, Stephen Lenanea. In a Hanami, you could be Yoytzu min Atila Levad without doing the Nanuim, but you must be someone that's Ra'ui to do the Nanuim. You must have the potential where you have the ability to do the Nanuim. If you have the ability to do the Nanuim, then you must start with Machanach the kid, even though practically speaking, that when you pick up the Lulav of your Yotze automatically, as long as you're Ra'ui to what? As long as you're Ui to do the Nanuim. That's the pshat of the Chassam Sofer. It's interesting Chiddush. So it answers your kasha. You don't necessarily have to do Nanuim to be Yotze, but you have to be ra'ui to do it. And therefore, that's the marked point, that's the marking stage that we say you have a chiyuv chinuch to mechanech your kids. Okay? Now, usually in Shas, we assume the mitzvah of chinuch is d'rabbanan. The Gemara has the phrase quite a bit. There is a collector's item, Rabbeinu Miyuchas, who holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is, in fact, min ha-Torah. And this is backed up. Where is this backed up by? This is backed up by the following. Again, the Rabbeinu Miyuchas says, ki yitzaveh. It says, beferish in the pasuk. So it's mashma the chinuch is min ha-Torah, which is quite difficult. Who's mashma this? The minchas chinuch. The meshech chachma says, like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, like the Rabbeinu Miyuchas. Reishis yudches pasuk yitzes. You ask, ki yedativ. The Kamakor of the mitzvah of chinuch in parts of Ayera, so that's talking about the mitzvah of chinuch, that a father's mechuyev to mitzav and lachanach benol are givul the shmur mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs. So the classical marker that Rov Rishonim says the Rabbanan is the mitzvah of what? Chanoch lenar al pidarko, which is a pasuk in Mishlei, Perichav Beis Pasuk Vav. And what most Rishonim say, Machlokas Ribart Saloni and the Balamor, any mitzvah mentioned in Navi, or Ksuvim is called Divrei Kabbalah. So most Rishonim say Divrei Kabbalah Lavke Divrei Torah Domi. And that's why the institution of Chinuch is known as being Midrabanan. However, there is the collector's item, the Rabbeinu Miyuchas and the Meshech Chochma, that seem to say that the mitzvah of Chinuch might be Min HaTorah. But Lomaisa, it's a tremendous Chiddush, as I said, seems to be against the Gemara, Halach Lomaisa. Rambam holds the marker of Chinuch is Chanoch Lenar al Pidarko, Posuk Mishlei, that's what he writes in Hilchos Machlokes Asurus, Pirik Yitzayin, Halach Chavches, the Ritva writes it in Sukkah, and Daf Bezim and Bez, Chanoch Lenar al Pidarko, the Rashba says it in Megillah, and Daf Yitessim and Bez, that Chanoch Lenar al Pidarko. So the Pashtus is that that's the Makor, Chanoch Lenar al Pidarko, but you have this collector's item, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and who else? Rabbeinu Miyuchas and the Meshech Chochma that say it's based on the Pasuk Yedativ. Is there a third marker anywhere for the mitzvah of institution of Chinuch? Yes. The Ramban, Ala Torah, Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, says that the mitzvah of Hakel, which is once every 7 years, we mechuyev to bring the Ketanim to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, he says the following lashon. emataf ki shomu yishulu ba'avos yargilum v'yanchanchu osom. It's clear that the Torah is mitzvah the taf to bring the children sha'av mitzvah v'chinuch bonav. There's the mitzvah of hakel is assuming this premise that there's a mitzvah of chinuch. So if I ask you what are the three impossibilities of makaris for chinuch, Moshe Shonim says the Rabbanon based on the Gemara, it always says the Rabbanon chanuch l'nar al pi darko. The second makar is what? The second makar is the fact ki yadativ, which is the Rabbeinu Miyuchos and the Meshech Chochma, which is a big chiddush because it should be in the Torah. And the third makar is the mitzvah of hakel, the Ramban, where the Torah is assuming the premise of chinuch, because why else would you have to bring your taf? Must be a chiyuv to mechanech them. Okay? So therefore, this is what this mishnah is predicated on, guys. That's when the chiyuv starts, and you have to be ra'ui to do l'na'anuim. It's a lachma moshe mesina l'na'anuim. It's ma'ake because of mitzvah, you have to be ra'ui, even though you're yaitziv without it. Okay? So even that's a great ha'ari that you said. Okay. You ready? Let's see the Gemara here. Gemara quotes a long brisa here. Allah Almighty. Then we got to get to the Mahalach of Chinuch. Okay, says Tana Rabbanan and Brisa, Hakad Niyodel and Anea Chayvet Luluf Lisatev. He knows how to put on the tzitzis Chayvet tzitzis. Now the Gemara says in Moed Cotton on Daf Yudalad, then any atifas talis that's not done like the Arabs. It's not called the Natifa. They used to cover over their head till the lips. Medrash has like that. Okay? So Toysus and Erkin says Rabbi Yosef Tovelin was knowing about Tivas Talas. He would put one of the Kanfiatis in front of Achas Lachrov. So he would do one on right, one on left. This quote about the Balatanya, Allah Lomaisa. Okay? So the Ghost Ashri says, Akanya Odeli Sata Betsitsis, means he knows how to throw the two Knofos of Talas. And to grab them like he does in Kriya Shema. So what exactly is about Tifas Tzitzis? So please get it. So one shot is Lomai. So what I said to you is that you know how to enwrap yourself like Arabs, that they do it onto the lips. That's Tyson Nirk and Daf Bezim and Bez. Then he quotes Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, that just means you know how to put the Tzitzios, the front of, Achas La'achrof. You know how to put one in front, one in back. And one on the right, one on the left. That's a second shot, Lisatif. And the third shot is a very big chiddush of Gosh Ashri, is that you know how to throw the Shtei Kanfos Talos Lechos Ben, you know how to hold them during Kriya Shema. They say from the Vilna Gaon that there's no mitzvah to kiss the Tzitzios during Kriya Shema, might disturb your Kavana. Many other Gedol Achronim argue, say you're supposed to hold the Tzitzios and kiss them. So you might see many Gedolim might not do it, they're holding like the Vilna Gaon.
What about during Marv?
Myri for sure not. Scoring the Ramina Chavit Sitzis at night.
Even though you're eating something that you shouldn't kiss
him. Yeah, meaning is not to. Meaning is not to. Even if you hold like the Rosh, he's talking about pajamas, not begging Lila's button. But Lila plays an important role in Sitzis that it's a Ptur. You follow me? Okay, so that's once you get those Shitas, Legabe that. Okay? So that's when it starts, Legabe the Mitzvah of Sitzis. Yes, go ahead, Ethan. What do you say? Yeah, the three shitas. What does it mean, lisatev? So Tosfos says in Erkin and Daf Bezim and Beis Maska Yodeya quotes a medrash. It means they have to be able to know how to wrap themselves like Arabs. Any atifa that's not like Yishmaeli is not an atifa. The Gemara has in Moikot and Faftalim and Aleph. So you have to really wrap yourself into your lips. It's quoted a medrash like that, like Tosfos and Erkin. Second shot is he quotes Rabbi Yosef Tovelim that means. You know which ones go in front, which go on the right, which one's left. So in other words, you know which the sitzios are always supposed to go in front, and which one's going back. And the Balatanya says that you should know that. And the third shita is who? Who's the third shita? The Gosh Ashri that says what? You're supposed to be able to hold them during Kriya Shema. He obviously held supposed to hold them in Kriya Shema. Remember, you put out from the Gon, you don't have to. Okay. That's by Sitzio, yes? Let's continue now. First one is talking about Akane Yodel and Anea Chayvaluluf. As long as you don't do Nanuim and Chayvaluluf. Lisatev, Chayvitzitzis. Lishmor Tfilin, Aviv lo keach lo tefillin. What's lishmor? You won't bring the tefillin into a beis hakiseh. You're never supposed to flatulate with the tefillin on. That's why you go to the restroom beforehand. You're never supposed to pass gas when you have the tefillin on. Tell them to take it off before. Or if you can't, you go like this. Right? Yeah? So lamaisa, here it's, if he knows how to watch them, they won't go into the beis hakiseh. Here it's a different lashon. Aviv lo keach lo tefillin. So what does this mean? So I want you to get this. Rashi says that he won't go into a makom that's dirty. Okay? Sefer HaMichtam says that he knows how to watch his tefillin, guard his tefillin benekiyas. Sefer HaTshuva says he won't sleep, he won't pass gas. Rashi really just said he won't bring it into a what? He won't bring it into a... Rashi says he won't bring it to a makom that's dirty, tinofus. This is a little bit more specific, the other pshatim, that he won't what? He won't sleep, but he won't pass gas. I don't know why they didn't want to go like Rashi, that it just meant he won't bring it to a makom tinofus, because I think it means a higher level. Even if you won't bring the makom tinofus, shkoyach, but you got to be able to be cognizant that you won't flatulate with them. Flatulate is a synonym in English for passing gas. It's one of the important things you have to teach a bar mitzvah. Okay? Alright. Let me ask you a question though. Why, when it came to the lulav, it talked about the maisa la nunuim? When it talks about sits, it also talks about the maisa. Here, when it comes to tefillin, it says bayim a pair of tefillin. Other mitzvahs, it says chayv. Here, it says lashon of tefillin. What's the difference? What's the difference? You know what the difference is? Lulav and sits you can find by any person. Tefillin you only find by a baki, who's a sofer, a chacham, and a baki. So that's why it says what? It's not easily accessible. So that's why it says lokeach lo tefillin. It's not enough just you teach them the mice. Everyone can get the lulav and tzitzis. You have to make sure about it, lemaisa. You always try to be friendly with the sofer. Help you out with the mezuzah, your tzitzis, tefillin. Rav Lazdun, that's how my friend passed away, the sofer. Sofer Kodesh. Okay. There's another reason found in the Kapos Tamarim and the Miri. Why doesn't it say a lashon lekicha by talis? Because by talis, it's only when you have a four-corner garment. So even a gadol is not mechuyev to what? Run after it. Hashem gets upset if you don't run after it. Memela, a cotton, you're not chayev to buy for him, beg it, it's chayev, and tzitzis. But only to put tzitzis in the baggage of cotton as arba kanfos. So in other words, you got to buy them. You don't have to buy the pair of tefillin. The tefillin is obligatory. Tzitzis is a situation, which is called a mitzvah what? Mitzvah kiyumis. If it's called a mitzvah kiyumis, then lamai situational. So you don't have to buy him the pair. If he has the four-corner garment, then you put the tzitzis in. But the Marashah brings another girsa that says, Avim lokech lo tzitzis. Wow. It's actually quoted by the Mordechai in the Tur. But we were Medayik from the Mishnah, yeah? That's when he wants to be Medayik. Chiddush. And it says it also by Tzitzis. But our Gersh is not that way. So again, it's the reason why it said a lashon of what? By Tefillin it said, Lekicha, Shar Mitzvah Schayiv, because other mitzvahs, other things you can find by everyone, says Rabbi Yonis Lunil. Tefillin you can only find by the Sofer and Chacham. That's why you have to get it. Lamaisa. However, there's another reason, is that is that we don't say lekicha b'talis because really it's situational. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry if he doesn't put himself in that situation, but it's still not the same. Okay. We got everything so far? Yes, Ethan, go ahead. Well, here it says it doesn't say lokechlo, it just says chayv etzitzis, because we assume lemaisa that he already is what. That's exactly what we want to tie in it. See, the tefillin is it's not shayach aloshen lekicha. It's only chayv when he has beged arba kanfos. So even the gadol doesn't have to go after and get it. So lemaisa, it just as if he already has it. That's fine, but it doesn't have to be lokeach lo. You follow me? It's not a good thing. Hashem gets angry if you don't wear tzitzis, but the bottom line is, It's not going to be see all of them okay for them. The Marshal points out, okay, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Okay, fine. All right, Viter now. Says the Gemara, what does it say? Hayodeh ledaber aviv lomdo Torah kriyashma. If the kid knows how to speak, the father should teach him Torah kriyashma. Torah mahi. What is the Gemara? The father teaches him Torah. Which pasuk? Amar Rav Hanuna, which pasuk should he teach him? Torah tzivulanu, who is it? Morashah Kilis Yaakov. That's the first pasuk you teach him. Kriyashma mahi, what is Kriyashma? Pasuk Rishon. So that's what the Brisa continues, says such a chiddush. Fine. Okay, let's continue now. Hakatni yodei lishmor es gufo. If a kid knows how to watch his body, not to touch a dead rat. Ochel hagufo taras. If vegetables what touch his body, we assume it's okay. We're not assuming that his body touched a dead rat. If he's a little bit older, lishmor es yadav, he can even wash his hands. Ochel hayadav taras. If he's a little bit older, he can wash his hands from not touching. Then ochel hayadav, his hands touch fruits and vegetables. Don't worry about it; you can eat it. Okay. That's considered to be good as well. Okay? What's the chiddush here? So what does the Miri write? He says, Shmiras Yadav is Hainish Lo Asiyach Daito. You're not Masiyach Das. Chiddush is you eat the Tarish and Nagamen. Even though you're dying Markalos, they're very easy to be what? Become Pasol. And the chiddush is, I'm not worried about Hesach Das. Okay, continue. Hayodel Lishoyal. What's Lishoyal? He asked the guy, he can answer a question. He asks him Lamaiz, can he answer yes or no or any odeya? If he asks him and he says any odeya, then Bishus Yachat Sveikotam, Bishus Rabin Sveikotor. That's a famous din. What's a din? By Tuma Vitar, what do we say? How do you regulate Sveikas in Halakha? By Dini Mominus, Sovik Mominakul. Let's say, I don't know if I owe you money. I have to pay, no. Let's say I have 280. Sovik Mominakul. Bain Dam Ladam, Bain Din Ladin. What's Bain Dam Ladam? Isser Behet. Double Sovik Mutter. What do you do in the realm of Tumah Vitara? If it's in Rosh Hashanah, Sovik Tumah Rosh Hashanah is what? Tameh. Sovik Tameh Rosh Hashanah Rabin is Tar. Rosh Hashanah Yachin is Tameh. You got me? Learn from Sota. Because she's in a private room and no one else there but this Noah. So you got the area? This is what the Vilna Gaon quotes that there is Eliyahu. There are three realms in Halakha you got to know, always. And they regulate Sveikas all in different ways. So in Isser V'Heter, it's a Sovik Echad, a Sovik Reis L'Chumra, Sveik Sveik is Mutter. By Dini Mamon, it's Sovik Amol L'Kula. And when it comes to the Tumah V'Tahara, you could have one Sovik, but if it's in Rosh Rabin Tar, what's the definition of Rosh Rabin? A place with less than three people. If it's a place where there's less than three people, then that's called Rosh Yachin. Three or more is called Rosh Rabin. So Sovik Tumah Rosh Rabin is Tar, Sovik Tumah Rosh Yachin is Tameh. Okay? You got that, Ethan? Sofek Tumah Rishus Rabin. If there are more than three people, or it's a dead rat touched you or not, but it's in the middle of the street where there are three or more people, then the Sofek within is Tar. Sofek Tumah Rishus Yachid, if it's in a place with less than three people, then we assume it's Tumah. We're not sure whether it's a dead rat or a frog. Dead rat is a problem. Frog's not a problem. So the Tummy. So what does it say here? Well, if he knows how to answer the question, Ayodeh Lishol, let's say when you ask him, he understands what you're asking, and he says in Yodea, so Rosh Yachat Sveiko Tommy, there it is. She's a rabbi, the place of Sveiko Tahar. You got me? Okay? You got that aloha? That's what it means. He knows how to respond back. And we learn this from Sota. Torah's Matame is Sufik Sota Misufik. She's got to drink the waters in Yushalayim. She blows up. If she was guilty, she blows up. She was clean. If she was innocent, then she gets a bracha. It's interesting, okay? Because the Torah says the nitmeh is by the soap. Okay? All right. Might or not. It says, Hayodea Lifros Kappa, a Kohen that knows how to duchen. What does that mean? A Kohen that knows how to duchen, Chokin lo Truma Bez Agronos. What do you do? Since everyone knows that he's a gadol and he knows how to watch Truma Tahara, so a cotton can't duchen. But before he knows how to duchen, we don't give him Truma Bez Agronos, because it's a bizarre to the Truma. Does everyone know? Not everyone knows if he's going to guard a Bitara. But if someone Lamaisan is a Bucky to guard a Bitara, then we send it to him his home. The Gemara says Yavamis. Okay? So are we talking about a Kotner or a Gadol here? So this is a Machlekes Rashi Taisis. Did you see that? Machlekes Rashi Taisis, okay? Let's get it. Because we got to get to the Mahalach of Chinuch. A Kotner or Deh Lifros. The way Rashi wants to say it is here, is that Lamaisa, it doesn't seem to be what? If he knows how to Duchen, then you can assume you give him Truma. We're not talking about a Kotner, we're talking about a Gadol. And Taisis, that's what Rashi says. Taisis Dimaska Yodea says dead wrong. The whole price talking about a cut and mamish. So this is also talking about a cut and mamish. Okay? What does that mean, we don't give chuma to a cotton? It means when he doesn't know how to duchen. When he knows how to duchen, Lomaisa, that's fine. I, the Mishnah says in Moy Cotton, that a cotton doesn't duchen. Bitsiba, that's by himself. But with other gedolim, there is no problem if he duchens. That's what we hold, right? So I want you to get that. Somehow Rashi holds this din is not talking about a chuma. It's not talking about a cotton. Tremendous chiddush, okay. Very, very big chiddush. But Lamaisa, he wants the tiny Lamaisa. This is what we want to say. The pshat of Taisus, Machlokes Rashi Taisus calls him a vur barashi. Taisus says we're talking about a cotton mamish. Okay, fine. Let's finish up the brisa. Let's finish up the brisa. The brisa says. If you know how to shecht, ochel mishchitoso. If your cotton knows how to shecht, even though he's not a buck in the lochas, it's good, Yosef. Yes? When is that? Why do we assume he's good? His hands aren't steady. What's the answer? Amar Avuna, who should gadol omen or gabbat, there's a gadol supervising him, and saw that what? Saw that he did not hesitate, and his hand was steady, and he shecht it properly. Okay? So I want to just point this out. It's mashma here that Gadol Omen Agabav works Davka when the cotton knows how to keep his hand steady. But if the cotton does not know how to shecht, then it's possible even if the guy's supervising it. So Tosa says you need both things. Tosa Maskal Yodeh. You need to know that he's a Baki, Lamais, and also you need to know, right, that his hands are steady. What's the Svara? Because when the Shochet grabs the behemoth's strength, then his eyes, Lamaisa, are sholeh to determine whether he hesitated or he did something wrong. It was dores. See, there are five psulim in shchita. One of them is hesitating or dores. But when your hands aren't steady, forget about it. Even if the behemoth is moving around during shchita, we don't assume that he saw well. And therefore, omer al-gabav does not work. So if other people held the behemoth down or it's tied down, then omer al-gabav would work. But the Miri and the Ran said omer al-gabav works. Amazing thing. They say it works even if he doesn't know Shechita. Shechita's chair. That's a tremendous Shechidish. But Lamais, here, when we say the Kohen has to be hand steady, that's in the case we allow the Chachilu. So I want you to get this. A major Machloikish in Rishon, it's Omen al Gab of the Gadol supervising him only in the case where his hands are already steady, or is it in the case where the hands are not steady, Halach Lamais. Okay?
Is Behemoth Dafka or Gasser?
Yeah, either one. Either one. The Taisa Rosh and it writes, and Taisa writes Taisa, that's when it says, Omer Gabav, Shchitasuk Sher, that's when his hands are steady. That's only Bidiyevit because he's a cotton. But if his hands aren't steady, the Shchita will be possible, Halach Lamais. So let's get that Machlech Yishonim. Okay, Stephen, you got me? There's a Machlech Yishonim here. You got to ask me when it's Yodea Lishchot, which is Ochel Mishchitaso, Ravuna said, Gadol Omer Gabav. What's Gadol Omer Gabav mean? It means when the guy's supervising him. But when it says the guy's supervising him, does it mean that that's only when his hands are steady? That's what Tosis says. You need a Gadol Omer Gabav and you need the hands to be steady. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says you need both. Okay? But the Meiri and the Ran say, no, you don't need both. Says, even when his hands aren't steady, if there's someone supervising, they saw that it was good, then it's fine. But it's not the best ideal thing in the world that a Kohen does Shechita. The Chachili shouldn't. That Chachili shouldn't. Okay? You got me? That's the Machlokes I want you to know in this Rishon. Okay, let's finish up the Brayis, and then we got to start the Mahalach on Chinuch. Cotton, Lechol, Kezayas Dagon. If a cotton is able to eat a Kezayas Dagon, Marchikin Mitzawasum Me Raglav Arbamos. You must distance yourself when you want to say Kriya Shema or Davin, Shmon Esrei, from the excrement and from the urine of the guy, Arba Amos, 6 feet. So if the guy knows how to eat bread, he's no longer a baby, so his stool and his urine, you cannot daven near. Okay? Now, I want you to get this. The Beis Yosef says, his master from Rashi, that's only if we actually have seen him be able to eat bread itself. If he's able to eat bread himself, then we distance ourselves from his stool. It's not enough that he can eat. You have to actually have seen him eat. And the Rambam in Per Gimel Halacha Vav, and it was Kriya Shema, says not that way. It says if he cannot eat the Kesayas Dagon, then you don't have to distance yourself. Mashma, that if he can't eat it, even though we haven't yet seen him eat it, or he hasn't eaten it, I don't care, it's fine. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Not that it's fine, you have to mark yourself Dalamas. So the question is, you actually have to see it. It's Mashram Rashi, you have to actually have seen him what? Eat the stuff, then you could say you got to be marking. The Rambam says Mashma not that way. The Rambam's Mashma, as long as he can, even though he hasn't yet done it, if he has stool there, you have to be marking Arba Amos. The Taz there in Or HaChaim, this is where Beis Yosef says Or HaChaim Simen Pei Aleph. The Taz in Simen Pei Aleph, Sikon Aleph, says even Rashi is Moida, that if we didn't see him practically, we didn't see the Katnito Kazaz Dagan, we could assume that he ate it. Therefore, we have to mark ourselves from the Tzoah. Okay, good. Then the Gemara continues and says, Amr of Chizta, Ushiyachol Ochlo, Bechli Achilles Pras. Oh, now he says a little bit more detail, Bechli Achilles Pras. Amr of Chia Bered, the Rav Yeba of a Gadol, and assume it's 6 or 7, so the Prima Gadim says, you have to go away from 4 amas from his stool or urine, in order to daven and say Shmur, Abishin Yochol Ochlo, even though at that point he can't eat, Bechli Achilles Pras. Tachsiv Yosef Das Yosef Machov. What is Kedas Klinus Pras? What do we say? 9 minutes, okay? That's basically what we say, 9 minutes. So even though you cannot eat it, Kedas Klinus Pras, doesn't make a difference. You got to be marking yourselves for what? 4 amas. What's a pras? Rashi says it's 4 bayim. The Rambam says, Rashi says in Yuma, pay him a bayis. Maschetzer Pras is 4 bayim, 4 eggs worth. Rambam writes Pirik Beis Halacha Vav. That is 3. It's considered to be 3. So the Melaisa, as long as he's able to get his Pras, even though he cannot do it because he has his Pras, Tichsiv Yosef Das Machov. What is Yosef Das Machov? The Ben Ezra says, I mean, someone who adds on knowledge, Yosef Machov, is not able to what benefit in this world. Since he knows in the end of the day he's going to die. So the pshat is that the more knowledge you have, the more what the tzoa is considered to be real tzoa. Okay, let's finish up the din. Let's finish up the din. It says, Yachol lechol kizayas sli. As long as you can eat a roasted piece of meat, shachol lovas a pesach. Then we shech the korban pesach. But if you can't eat kizayas sli, shenemar ish lefiachlo. Someone who's ra'u'i to eat, it's good on the set. And therefore, achilas kizayas is considered to be an achilah. Okay, only a kizayas zayas. Rabbi Yudomer, I'm sorry. Achu levar achila. Don't check the korban pesach on a cotton unless what? Unless it can differentiate what's food is. Ketzad, nosel lo tzor v'zorko. You give him a stone, he throws it out. Ugh goes v'nov, he takes a nut and he takes it. So he's of that madrega, yes, then it's good. So I want to just point out, Lamaisa, let's just get this. Pesach's only shechta for those who are appointed. So even a cotton is nitan to appoint on Pesach. So Dafkif, the Chabur of Gedolim, gives him points him. But not if there are other Ketan or Noshim, that would not be legitimate. But what does it mean, Kazai Sli? That if he can't eat Sli, even if he can eat a Mavushal, you don't shechta. Because how does a corn Pesach have to be eaten? Roasted. So therefore, that's the sheet of what? That's sheet of Taisus and the Miri. Aruch Lanir's Medayik from the Rama, I want you to get it. Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, that Yochol Lechol Kazayas Mi Pesach. Doesn't mean we're excluding cooked. We're just meaning he has to eat Sli, he has to be able to eat the Kazayas Mi Pesach, which is Dino Kisli. Okay? So that's the Chiddush in the Braisa. Yes, you got me? You got all this? You got this? Yeah, you tell me if you don't got it. This is the shear. This is the shear of each what, each chinuch. This is the makor and shas when you start with each guy. But the korban pesach has to be able to eat it slaughtered. Pashup shot. And what's missing in this brisa? Mezuzah. Please get it down. Doesn't say a word about mezuzah. What do you say about mezuzah? What do you do about mezuzah? Difficulty, no? Yeah, does it say anything about chinuch from mezuzah? I don't know, it said Sefer Torah, it said Sefer Torah, it's filling mezuzah. I mean, it didn't say mezuzah. Why wouldn't it say mezuzah? Maybe there should be a din chinuch by mezuzah too, maybe. To put up.
What?
What'd you say? Let's say he lives in a house with his family. Maybe he could put him up in his bedroom. So let me just show you. It doesn't say it in the Gemara. You know who says it? The Mechilta. Mechilta says in Parsh Bo, Pirkei Zayin, that your Noga Mekatana Mekadolim. Mitzvah of Chinuch applies to Mezuzah. And the Rambam, Pirkei Alach Yudah, Mezuzah says, HaKol Chayav Mezuzah. Chil Noshim Avarim Lechantkim Sakatanim. Lassos Mezuzah Lubatayim. It's clear in the Rambam, the Mitzvah of Chinuch by Mezuzah. But the Iter in Hilchos Tefillin says there's no Din Chinuch by Mezuzah. Even though the Mechilta says what it says, even though what? The Iter says, the Mechilta says what it says, it doesn't mean a cotton mamish, it means a bar mitzvah. Okay? It means a bar mitzvah boy. So that's an interesting concept. Very interesting concept. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, this is the makor that we have, Lagabi this Bryce. I think that that's a tremendous chiddush, but the fact is mezuzah is not on the list, but okay. Why shouldn't there be a din chinuch on mezuzah? But okay, I want you to know the iter. Iter says talking about a gadol. All right. This brings us to the following, guys. We've got a lot to see now. What is the nature of the mitzvah? Yeah, go ahead, Steve. What's the question? Go ahead. No, you got it? Okay. What is the nature of the mitzvah chinuch? I want to present this question. Why is there a mitzvah chinuch? What is the purpose of it? So there are two approaches to the mitzvah chinuch. Two approaches. One approach to the mitzvah chinuch is to ready them in mitzvahs. Kidei lahargil otam the mitzvahs. Now when they become a gadol, they know what's flying. Now when they become a gadol, they shouldn't be like a blind man in a dark room. They know what's flying. That's the simplest purpose of chinuch. In fact, that's the lashon of the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma. It says in Maseches Yuma that they have to start fasting early before the age of Arba Mitzvah. It says Kedei L'Hargil B'Mitzvah. Mishnah Daf Bei Beis. What is early? A boy's 13. The age 12 and 11 is supposed to fast a full day. The age 9 and 10 he fasts half a day. A girl. The age of 10 and 11 a full day. The age of 8 and 9. Is a half a day. Okay? I'll read you the lashon in the Mishnah Maseches Yuma. What does it say in Maseches Yuma and Daf Pei Beis? It says as follows. Atinokis, Eimanos, Uyamakimro, Avachankos, Lefishon, Lefishnasan, Bishul, Regilin, Bemitzis. There it is. Regilin, Bemitzis. So that's the Poshim Tzad, the lashon in the Mishnah. Okay, but there's a second approach to the mitzvah of chinuch. I want to share that with you. I saw this in the Sefer Avnei Shoah. Second approach to the mitzvah of chinuch is that they shouldn't look like goyim. Shlo yehei nira ka'akum. They shouldn't look like goyim. We don't want our children looking like goyim. So therefore, we're mechanech them and doing mitzvahs even when they're younger, to make sure that they look like the Yiddish kids, Yiddish kinder. We don't want them to be looking like a goy. Yes, Steve, please take my pen. Second approach to chinuch. One is more proactive. One is to remove the negative. Now, where else do you have a similar svar? We don't want someone to look like a goy. Are you familiar with a machlokas about a blind man? Is a blind man chayav in mitzvahs or not? Machlekes Reb Yudah in the Chachamim. Reb Yudah says a blind man is puttered from mitzvah. Stam Reb Yudah in Shas Reb Yudah bar Eloi. And the Chachamim says sumas chayv in all mitzvahs. Yes? So let me ask you, according to Reb Yudah, you know what Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah, Ethan? Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah, I think in Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, he says a Reb Yudah wants Reb Yudah says a blind man is puttered in mitzvahs. I don't want him to look like he's puttered in mitzvahs. So what do I do? The Chachamim said he's chayv in mitzvahs b'drohonim. Because we don't want him to look like a goy, sholnira ka'akol. In the same vein, says the Avnei Shoham, he can entertain a svara. That's why there's a mitzvah of chinuch. That what lamais, we don't want him to look like a goy, sholnira ka'akol. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? Tosso said the same thing by a suma according to Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah, the suma is part of the mitzvahs. You know what? The rabbanon they had to do mitzvahs. So if in rabbanon they had to do mitzvahs, so what I'm saying to you is that there might be a rationale why there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Rationale why there's a mitzvah of chinuch is that shlo yeh nirak akum. That he shouldn't look like a what? He shouldn't look like a goy, so we have to mechanach our kids. Okay? Now these two approaches we're going to plug in, Mr. Shem, in different areas. I want you to get it clear. Okay? This is kind of like sur meirav aseh tov. The first approach is like aseh tov. Second one is like sur meirav, I don't want him to look like a goy. Where do you see this first? You see this in the sheet of the Tosfos Yeshanim. What does the Tosfos Yeshanim say in the Seches Yuma and the Mishnah? Okay? I want to point out before we do the... you know what? Before we do that Tosfos Yeshanim, I'll point out an easier nafkamina. Okay? Do you think there's a mitzvah of chinuch on a shaita? What do you think? Rachman al Tzlan. Someone is a shoyt, God forbid. What do you think about that? So, the truth of the matter is, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hei Os Bei says, a chirish v'shota, there is no chinuch. Why? Because he says, when they get old, what do you mean, they're always going to be in the state, God forbid. Which approach is that taking? Which approach is that taking? The first or the second approach? What do you think? You guys tell me. It's taking one. Because what do you mean to be rug on this? Never be rug on this, God forbid. Okay, so the Chassam Sofer in Orach Chaim Pei Gimel, I think I gave it to you, has a tshuva where they wanted to institutionalize, God forbid, a young child who was a shoyte. Yes? Could they institutionalize him in a home where there was non-kosher food? So, he goes back and forth. At the end of the day, he says it would be okay. Why? Because there's no mitzvah of chinuch in that case, because they're not going to be regilim in mitzvahs ever. Where I want to suggest the following, once you get this down here, if you took the second approach, that they shouldn't look like goyim, yes? Then if the guy or girl is eating cheeseburgers, right, obviously you're not making them look Jewish. So I would say maybe it's usher if you said like that approach. That's the first nafkamina I want you to get. I'm gonna write it down. Chinuch l'shoyte. Chinuch l'what l'chirish v'sholim. Okay. Nafkaminas. Chinuch l'shoyte l'chirish. Plug it in accordingly. Okay. And the chinuch sam sofer say that. I'm suggesting if you say like the second approach, maybe there should be. Okay? That's the first nafkamin. Ethan, you got me? Yeah? Okay. Plug it in properly. Let's get the second. That's number one. Number two nafkamin. Number two nafkamin is the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Beis asks the following kasha. He says, that Mishnah says that you have to mechanach your kids to fast. Is that correct? Yeah? There's a famous din all over Shas. What's the famous phrase? Kadin ochel nevelus, ein beis mitzvah lafrisho. You hear what I'm saying? Stephen, again, it says kadin ochel nevelus. A kadin's eating cheeseburgers or eating a quarter pounder. A nevelus is a quarter pounder because a cow, of course, they shot him dead, though. Cotton ochel nevelus ain't based on mitzvah lafrisho. A cotton's eating nevelus based on, they have to say a word to him. They don't have to stop. How does that phrase square with the mitzvah of chinuch of mechanech our kids to fast. How can you let your kids eat the quarter pounders? It's not right. Simply not right. Halacha l'maisa. Simply not right. Here we don't have to mafrish them, so obviously we shouldn't have to mechanech them. In other words, if you don't have to hasha chinuchim mechanechim frushim misurim mi boy, I mean, what's going on, l'maisa? Right, if you have to mechanech your kids, you should have to stop them from eating. How does that din aim at beis mitzvah lafrish or square with them to the concept of chinuch? Clear, kasha, Stephen, you got me? So I want you to get this. It's very fundamental. There are two fundamental answers to that kasha. One is from Rebbe, one of the Bali Atesis, and the other one is from the Urayim. So let's say over the Urayim's first. What's the Urayim's first? Urayim is the first answer. You know what he says? The mitzvah of chinuch is only to proactively do things, not to stop a guy. And Yom Kippur, we assume, is proactively the mitzvah of what? Inisim es nafsho seichem, which is a proactive mitzvah. So in other words, you're not mechuyev to what? Not mechuyev to stop the guy, but chinuch is mechuyev to get a guy to do things.
I feel like fasting is a shabiel tassel.
Yeah, but he says not that way. He says he's bothered by what you said, Stephen, and he says a great kasha. He says no, it's a mitzvah. Inisim es nafsho seichem. That's a proactive mitzvah, being in a state of affliction. It's a great kasha, but that's what he writes.
Okay,
that's what the Urayim says. What'd you say?
So that's Rashi and Bar Chaney and said
that. What?
Women, how you might think that women are not mechuyev in like a certain part of Yom Kippur because really they are because they're all in fact all.
Right.
I don't remember the exact.
Okay, good, but we assume it's proactive. It's a proactive thing. It's not a cessation. It's by not eating, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of being a state of affliction. Okay? That's the answer of who? That's the answer of Tosh Yishonim. What's the answer of Rebbe? One of the Balat, there's not Rebbe in HaKadosh, but the one right Rebbe, who's Kaddish also. Listen to this. The mitzvah of Chinuch is only on the father, not on anyone else. Not Beis Din. Not Beis Din. So Beis Din is not mechuyev to stop the guy from eating the quarter pounder, but a father is. You got that? Let's write the answers on the board. So the first answer is, as we're saying, from who? It's from the Urayim, who says what? Who says chinuch, rak, al eset, al maisim, not cessation. What does Rebbe say? Chinuch is only on the what? Father. Rak al av below Beis Din. You got that? Yes? So the Avnei Shoham wants to argue that these two answers reflect the two approaches, Stephen, to Chinuch. How do you plug it in? So he wants to say like this. He says, whose responsibility is to look to the future for every child in Klai Yisrael? Parents. Beis Din simply can't. I mean, they cannot be responsible for every kid's future. They can only look at what's going on in the present. So when you say, Rebbe, that it's going on the father, Rebbe's taking which approach? Number one. Rebbe's taking the approach of Lahar Gil. Whereas the Urayim is taking the approach of what? Sholonira Kaku. Why? I want you to get this, Stephen. If a kid does not eat a cheeseburger or a quarter pounder, does that show that he's a Jew? No. Maybe he's a goy that doesn't like cheeseburgers or quarter pounders. So in other words, if you say your mandate of chinuch is that he should make sure that he looks like a goy, then the only way I can make sure that he looks like a Jew is to be shaking a lulav, something proactive. You're doing something. You follow me? By shaking a lulav. By putting on tefillin, by putting on tzitzis. By saying kriyashma, by learning Torah. Doing proactive things to make yourself show that you're Jewish. Abstention of things doesn't show necessarily you're Jewish. At all. Whereas if you take the approach of chinuch, you have to look to the future for the guy. You always look to the future. Then whose responsibility is to look to the future? That's the father, not Beisdin. So it could be these two answers are fighting about very strongly what the nature of what? What the nature of chinuch really is all about. You follow what I'm saying? Yes? Ethan? That's what they're arguing about, these two shittas. Yes, what do you say, Stephen? Go ahead.
So is making him not look like a goy also making him look like a Jew?
Making a what?
Making him not look like a goy also making him look like a Jew?
Well, we're saying the only way you can accomplish both is by doing something proactively. You can't just, by stopping the guy from eating the quarter pounder doesn't show necessarily he's Jewish.
I thought the point was just to show he's not a non-Jew.
Right, but we want to say more than that. When I say Shalom Nir Kakum, it means the only way to accomplish that mission is to make sure that he looks like he's Jewish. Well said. That's the flip side of the coin, but that's saying the same thing. Okay? Shalom Nir Kakum is you want to make sure he looks like Jewish, and abstention doesn't show that. So that's L'maisa. That's L'maisa, second Nafgemini. Let me give you another Nafgemini. Okay? Third nafkamina, regarding these two approaches to machanech their kids. Number three. I gave you the Ritva and Sukkah, Machlokes Ritva and Ravan. What's the machlokes? When you want to machanech their kids in Arba Minim, can you give the guy, a boy, a borrowed one on the first day or not? Can you give him a bar or lulav restaurant? You need lachem. You have to own it the first day. Ritva says you have to give him everything with whole pratim. You have to machanach the kid like if you be a gadol, you have to be yosef. Now everyone agrees the Baruch Hashem says you can't give him a lemon. That's a joke. But the Ravan says no. Lo tzariyah kol apratim. You can give him a bar or one. As long as he knows there's a mitzvah of what? Arba minim, that's enough. Ritva is very adamant against that. He said she saw people make a mistake because of us and the what? Us and the Misra. You can become a Shagetz. Like the Gemara says what? The Gemara says where? In Yuma. I'm not in Yuma, Erevin, Dafnem, and Aleph. Why don't you say Sheikh Yamin Yom Kippur? Who's going to drink it? Give it to a cotton. What's the answer? If you give it to a cotton, he's going to grow up and think you can drink on Yom Kippur. It's a Shagetz. So because of that, says the Ritva, you have to make sure you get every detail in when you do Chinuch. You need every detail in. How do you think the Rabban would answer that Gemara? I think the Rabban would say, you know what? The Rabban would say, that doesn't show what? That doesn't show details. That's a general thing. He's going to grow up to be a Shagas because drinking on Yom Kippur is not just details. That's the essence of Yom Kippur. So don't bring me any riots from there. You know what I'm saying? What else is there in Yom Kippur? That's not a detail. A detail is when you use a borrowed one of the Arba Minim. That's a detail. Everyone agrees a lemon is bad, Ethan. The question is, what about a borrowed one? Did you hear what I said? So, how would you plug these two shittas in, reflect the two? Mahal.
The Ritva would be one.
The Ritva would be one. Excellent. Stephen. Kedei l'argilo. You want to make sure you get everything in. Well said. Whereas, according to Ravan, it's enough to make sure it doesn't look like a goy. I don't need to get all the details in as long as he's shaking a little bit of an esrog. No. Should be enough. Right? That makes him, that's enough to make him look like a Jew and not like a goy. But I have to get all the details in, says the Ravan.
I feel like they can go either way, though.
Why? None of the ones can go either way. Why do you say it? Show me.
I feel like Rip felt like going to the Tanakh and so he doesn't come up to be like a Shagas. It can seem very parallel to.
Well, I don't think calling a guy a Shagetz is taking a borrowed one. Why? It's not a Shagetz.
His reasoning was the Yom Kippur one, so he wanted Yakum.
Which one are you asking at? Number three? Want to start, take this one you're saying?
Ritva, yeah.
Okay. The Ritva's working with L'argilo, like you said. How would Shalom Nir Kakum mandate that I have to make sure that he's not used a borrowed one? I mean, if he's shaking his lulav and esrog, even if it is bar, doesn't he look like a Jew? What goy holds this on him, you know, on Sukkos? You know what I'm saying? I think it's very sound. I think it points to very neatly.
The lesson in
the, you know, the example that they used was on Yom Kippur, because my people used like a shovel or a lulav, because that, you know, he looks like a Jew.
Right, okay, but what I'm saying to you, it's a good point what you're saying, but he used that as, I'm giving the Rabban's response to that. He said that would be a bad example because that's an essence. He's saying, no, it's not a bad example. That, you know, he would basically would say there's no difference between general and details. You have to do the whole thing. It's either all or nothing. That's what I'm saying. That's why the Ritva quoted that as a riot. The Rabban says that's not a riot. That's a category where there's only general. There's no details. You know what I'm saying? The Ritva will say the details are so important to the general that it's all the same thing. I hear what you're saying. You hear what I'm saying? That's they're going to argue. You know, I mean, that's goofy. What the Ritva's point is: there's really no difference between generals and details. You got to do everything. And he brings you a riot from Yom Kippur to show there's a notion that's going to grow up bad. But the Rabbi would say there's only general there. Yes, Ethan. What do you say?
I also don't think that the case of the line would really. I don't think it's exactly. It's not the same as number two, because Kutlan does drink during Yom Kippur. He is accustomed to eating, so it's not. So just so if you say Kutlan eating, it doesn't make him more like on Yom Kippur. Doesn't make him more like not a Jew. It's a Kutlan.
Right.
You know, when people see my they are like, oh my God, this Kutlan is breaking his fast and Yom Kippur. They think, oh, it's a Kutlan. It means that he's drinking. So it doesn't really make sense to say it.
But here you're doing, I hear what you're saying, but here you're doing a mitzvah of saying Kiddush. So therefore he's going to grow up and you're doing the mitzvah of Chinuch in the wrong way. So, but I'm saying that's a general thing, Lamaisa. That's a general thing. So that's, you know, Shalonira what? Shalonira Kakum. That's going to show that he's like a goy if he's saying Kiddush on Yom Kippur.
So then you see the also.
What is saying Kiddush on Yom Kippur show? Saying Kiddush and Yom Kippur shows the Lamaisa that you're not being mechanic the guy properly. Because he's doing something that's inappropriate in Yom Kippur. It's wrong. You have to make sure you get all the details right.
So does that make him look like a...
No, you want to make sure that he does everything right, properly. So that fits in the Ritva that it should be Ragel Mitzvah. The Rabban will respond, that just shows the Lamaisa that, you know, that's a general thing. You don't want him to, you're not allowed to mechanic a kid to make him look like he's doing an aveira. He's going to go up thinking and do an aveira. That's already too much. But my job, the mechanic of my kid, is to make sure he doesn't look like a goy. But don't bring me that gemara. That gemara is terrible. That gemara is terrible because he's going to grow up to what to do aveiras. That's why I can't do that. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to grow up to what? He's going to go grow up to do aveiras because I gave him a borrowed one. Sheila Yom Rishon. Why do you think he's not worried that he's going to grow up in what? Maybe he's going to grow up and think that the first day he can use a borrowed one. What do you think? First of all, he might not even notice. Number two, it's not evident. It's not a chefsa. It's not evident from the chefsa. You're probably not going to chop that. So there's no concern. Don't get me wrong. The Rabban says it's a general approach, Stephen, the chinuch. But that the Rabban doesn't allow you to mechanach him to do a veiris. You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference. He says, don't give me that gemara. That gemara is going to lead the guy to become a shagetz. The Ritva says, you're going to see from there, you see you got to do all the details. No, says the rabbi, that doesn't show you have to do all the details. There's a big difference between showing the guy doing all the details and becoming a shagetz. The Rabban says, Lamaisa, as long as you what? As long to become a shagetz, that I can't allow. But to do all the details, you don't have to do that. Who says that doing not doing all the details is going to lead to a shagetz? It's a big leap, no? Ritva made that leap. Rabban says, I don't want to make that leap. Are we possible like the Ritva? Right? You should try to get all the details in. Everyone agrees, as I said, 11 is bad. Yeah, go ahead, Ethan. What do you say?
Wouldn't it seem that if you can give Aliyah to all the kids in the Torah,
right?
That would seem to be more of a Rabban.
Why is that?
Because when kids give Aliyah to all the Torah, it's not.
Could have come get an Aliyah, come get him after. Can't get the seven. But we want to get them Ruggel. Could be both Shotim. Well, I don't want him to look like a go, but also could be I want to get the Ruggel to do mitzvahs.
So
he gets an Aliyah. Could be that could fit into both. I think it could fit into both. Okay.
That's not the, it seems like the Rabban saying As long as it's done similar to halacha, not exactly halacha.
Right.
It's fine.
I don't know. The guys getting the bracha are five, six. They know what's going on. The mice know. They get their own bracha, maybe a little bit older. They know that could fit in Argilo. Okay. All right. Let's go with number four. Chedusha Reuven. In Sukkah, there's a Chedusha Reuven. Reb Reuven Grozinski was a great Rosh Hashim in Yeshiva's Torah Vadas. Is there a chinuch for a katan lechanach asatzmo? Chiyuv lekatan. Chanech es atzmon. Zechiv anakon no chanech himself. Okay? Should he learn the Shabura? Is there any mandate like that? So if you hold it, should be look like a goy, then no way. But if you hold the mitzvah of chinech is what? Is largilo, then maybe there's a svara to say that in fact you should go chanech himself. Let him open svarim. Let him go to a Rebbe. Let him try to make a proactive thing himself. Why does he have to rely on the parents? If it's Kenei L'Argilo, then maybe it would extend outside the parents. And that leads us to this Machlaikis. Machlaikis Taisa Megillah and Daf Yates with the Ramban. Can a cotton be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah? And a cotton be motzi a gadol. Cotton be motzi a gadol the mitzvah, meaning to say, are you a bar chiyuvah? What does bar chiyuvah mean? Can a cotton be motzi a gadol in Megillah? What do you say? This speaks to hardcore. Who gets the points of Shemayim when you do chinuch? Is it the parents? Or who? Or the kid? Exactly. It's Machlekes Rashi and the Ran. Rashi and Tais against the Ran. The Ran is Machlekes Rashi and the Ravan. Is it Ala Av? Or Ala Ain? Or on the cup? So if you hold, how would you plug it in? I want you to get this. If you hold that the approaches should be Ragel and Mitzvahs, then he's not a Bar Chiyuvah. The Katan is absolutely not a Bar Chiyuvah. If you hold the Katan, Lamaisa, you follow me? If you hold the Katan, it's just to be Ragel and Mitzvahs, he does not become, he's not transposed into a Bar Chiyuvah. So therefore it cannot be Motzi Agadol. But if you hold the second approach, that we don't want him to look like a goy, maybe the Chachamim transformed it into a Bar Chiyuvah. Maybe they transformed it into a Bar Chiyuvah. And if they transformed it into a Bar Chiyuvah, then it could be Motzi Agadol. You follow me? The second approach now becomes like a Bar Chiyuvah. We don't want him to make it look like a goy, so we were Mahapachim, Shloye Nira, Kakum, we were Mahapachim into a Bar Chiyuvah. This is Machlekes Taisin the Rabban. This is all number five. Machlekes, Taisus, Viramban. Amazing Machlokes, guys. And the Ran, big Machlekes. Who is the Chiv of Chinuch Mutala? Who gets the points of Shemayim? The father or the cotton? So if you hold that Tzorgilu Mitz is out of our Chiv, it can't be Moses. Follow me? But if it's the second approach, then you can say the Chum transposed this guy, transformed this guy into a Bar Chiyuv. And that would be such a chiddush. Okay, that's a fifth nafkamina. Number six we want to suggest. Sixth nafkamina. Okay? Between these two approaches, the chinuch. There's something called safinin. What does safinin mean? Safinin is a gemara in the end of Yevamos, which means you're not allowed to feed a katan yisurim. The gemara actually has three examples. Dam, Tumas Mace, you're not allowed to stick him in a cemetery. Tumas Mace, and what's the third one? Shrutzen. You're not allowed to feed a cup of blood, stick the cup in the cemetery if he's a coin, and Shrutzen, give him insects to eat. Or rodents. Shrutzen or Mutzen. There, I believe, it's referring to insects.
What's the cemetery? He's a coin.
Placing the coin and cotton in the cemetery. Well said. Safinin literally means feeding. Feeding the guy in Israel. Not to feed the guy in Israel. Safinin. So is this on an Issa D'Oraisa or even an Issa D'Rabbanan? Rambam says, Afilu Issa D'Rabbanan. Rambam says it's also even an Issa D'Rabbanan. You know what the Rashba says? Rak Issa D'Oraisa. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam. Meaning, you can feed your kid, baby, the little kid, meat. And then within 4 or 6 hours, feed him milchiks. You're not allowed to eat milchiks 4 or 6 hours after flesh, right? But I'm feeding a cotton. Is safinin allowed in Issa D'Rabbanan? That's an Issa D'Rabbanan to eat milchiks before 6 hours. According to the Rambam, it's also according to Rashba, it's mutter. So what's the mechlekes based on? Maybe this is a little bit of a stretch, but I don't think it's so bad. This, I say Rabbi Nishoam says like this. What's the chiddush? Plug it in. If you hold this to be regilin in mitzvahs, then what? It's got to be us to feed them both the rice and the rabbanans. Right? If you hold number one, plug it in. But if you hold number two, it's possible to say that my abstaining from feeding him what? The rice is enough to make him look like a Jew. Whereas if I feed him the rabbanans, it doesn't take away from that. That's a little difficult. Why? Because we said abstaining in general doesn't show anything, no? You know what I'm saying? Maybe you could say it's a little different. Here I am feeding the guy, and then I stop. General abstaining from things, if I'm based in, I see the guy eating stuff, so my stopping him doesn't show anything. You know? But if I'm proactively feeding a guy, and I absolutely abstain from feeding the rice, maybe that shows he's a Jew. I don't have to abstain from feeding him the rabbanans because I already showed he's a Jew by me not feeding him the arises. Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
Is this only feeding?
Like the topic is talking about safinin, feeding him proactively.
In case of replacing a coin into a cemetery.
That's also feeding him the tumul.
Right, so that's tumul arises.
That's the arises. The question is, does the institution of safinin apply to the rabbanans that it's us? That's the machleis Rambam Rashi.
Didn't say that's
no, the Gemara only gives you three examples, which are Isuri the Araisa. The question is, can you extend that to be an Issa D'Rabbanan? That's the question. The Gemara only has it by examples of the Araisa. The question is, does it extend to the Rabbanans? Rambam says it does, Rashba says it does not. So Lamaisa, it could be, maybe you could plug in the Machlaikis. I don't think it's so bad of a Hezbi. You follow what I'm saying? Because if it's Laragilo, then you want to make sure you can't feed them anything they can't do when you're a Gadol. So that's the rice of the Rabbanans. If you hold to make sure that you what? That you make that he doesn't look like a goy, looks like a Jew. Maybe if I'm refused from feeding the arises, that shows that he's a Jew. You hear what I'm saying? Whereas if I feed him the Rabbanans, that doesn't take away from him looking like a Jew. It's a bit chiddish. Because what I'm saying to you earlier, Stephen, is we said that abstaining in general before didn't show anything. You know what I mean? Maybe he's a non-Jew that doesn't like it. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying here, maybe it's different here because I'm safinin, I'm feeding. There we were talking about what the basin has to do. Here I'm proactively feeding a guy, so if I don't feed him the arises, maybe that shows that he's Jewish. If I feed him the rabbanans, that combination shows that he's Jewish. You know what I'm saying? If it's kedel argilo, if it's just to get him in the habit of it, then I can't give him the arises or the rabbanans. That's what I'm arguing. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying safin is a little bit more different than stam abstaining. You know, basis is not mitzvah lafrisho. Remember I said earlier that basis is not mitzvah lafrisho, so that didn't show anything? Remember we said the differences between chinuch and what? The kasha was that how we have a mitzvah chinuch, whereas basis is not mitzvah lafrisho. So we distinguished between chinuch is an amaisa, whereas abstaining, taking something away from someone doesn't show anything. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's a good doesn't like. So I'm saying that's if we're like innocent bystanders seeing the guy eating a quarter pounder. So my stopping him from doing that still maybe it doesn't show anything because he might be a good that doesn't like a quarter pounder. But if I'm engaged in feeding the guy proactively, which was not what we were just saying, you know what I'm saying? If I'm engaged in feeding a guy and I'll feed a guy at the Rabbanan and not at the Araisa, then already Lamaisa, maybe you could say a pilpul and say, oh, I'm still, he's still looking like he's Jewish. Lamaisa, that's not I'm arguing Lamaisa. But it's getting argued, I can't feed him anything. Okay? Now, the Sefer HaChinuch himself, I'm sorry, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, seventh Nafkamina, let's get, the Chidah has a suffix in general, whether it's a mitzvah of Chinuch and mitzvah the Rabbanim, the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef, he has a suffix whether it's a mitzvah in general, Chinuch and mitzvah the Rabbanim. He's mistafik. Okay? And why would you be mistafik? See, the Bikur Yaakov says there definitely is from the Taz. And the Prima Gaudim says there definitely is by a mitzvah of the Rabbanim. Definitely there's a mitzvah of the Rabbanim. There's a mitzvah of Chinuch and the Rabbanim. But what would be the suffix not? Maybe yes, maybe no. What do you think? What do you think, Lamai says? A machloik is whether there's a mitzvah of Chinuch and hit or mitzvah. Now, hitter mitzvah is a machloek is Ravid Rosh, whether it's Dirais or Drabonin, right? It's machloek is with the mitzvah of Chinuch and hitter mitzvah. The Bir Alach and Hilchos Chanukah is Masber Lamais, that's the goof of the machloek is. Ramo holds is a mitzvah of Chinuch, even on what? Even on mitzvah of Hidr. Is Hidr Dirais or Drabonin? It's machloek is Rosh Ravid. Right? Whether mitzvah of Chinuch is, whether hitter mitzvah is Dirais or Drabonin. Is that Kei Levan Veil? They're making mitzvahs beautiful. Is that the Rais of Rabbanu? Well, there's a machlokes whether there's a mitzvah of chinuch and hider mitzvah. Like it's in the Shulta Geburim, the mirror that says there's not, and the Ramah says that there is. So what I'm saying to you is that what would be the svar to say that there's no mitzvah of chinuch and a mitzvah in the Rabbanu? What would you say? What would be the svar to say there's no mitzvah of chinuch and a mitzvah in the Rabbanu? If I hold Kedel Argilo to get him ready, then what? Then the mitzvah of chinuch would apply what? The both the rice and the rabbanans. Yes? But if you hold the shalonir kakum, maybe it's enough to machanach a kid in mitzvah the rice, and that's enough to show that he's Jewish, and in the mitzvah the rabbanans, I don't have to. That's the suffix we want to what? Want to bring out here. That's the suffix we want to bring out with the Birkei Yosef. Okay? Chinuch al mitzvah the rabbanan Allah. Okay, so these are seven nafkaminas that I want you guys to get as to these two approaches of what to the mitzvah of chinuch. But this sugya we learned today is the sheer of when you have to start doing it with the boy. Okay, when I say boy, because a girl's not mechuyev in what? A girl's not mechuyev in sitzes and tefillin. Now, in general, and let's get this now, the details. Is there a mitzvah chinuch? Ethan, let's get it. Is there a mitzvah chinuch legabe the daughter? Is there a mitzvah chinuch legabe the daughter? Okay, so let's get it. So, Lamaisa, we paskin, yes there is. We paskin, yes there is. Okay, even though it's not so poshut, so machloik is a mesechus nazar, whether it's a mitzvah chinuch on a daughter, we paskin that there is. Okay, who's the machlekes in between Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Okay, Gemara says in Nazar Daf Chavches, the father's mechuyev b'no, but he's not mechuyev b'chinuch bito. But the bottom line is that we paskin halacha l'maisa that there is such a chiyuv. Okay, mitzvah chinuch chal legabe ben legabe bas. Each one that the mechuyev in, okay. So I want you to get that, Lamaisa. Even though there's a Gemara, it's a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, but the bottom line is that we paskin that it's considered to be mechuyev. Okay, so I want you to get that. Chinuch's not just on the sons; it's also on the girls. See, that's what he's bothered by. In Yuma, it says both the son and the daughter, but it says in Nazar that you're only chayiv in the ben and not the girls. What's the din? That's only by Naziris. What's Naziris? What's Naziris? Becoming a Nazir. You don't have to become a Nazir. So that they didn't impose on the girls. They don't impose that on the boys. When the Indian Shar mitzvah, a father's definitely mechuyiv in chinuch of his daughter. No problem at all. It says, Laman ha-shiyitzavis b'noves b'eto. Right? Poshup Shad is like, remember the makkah we had in chinuch? According to the Divesh Chachma, it said Bonavis Bito. That means Bonavis Beso. So it means what the girls too as well. So that's the way we paskin Allah Maisa. Okay? That's what the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham says, Magen Avraham is mistopping the beer of Taisus. Okay? So Chilukti Nazin Yom Kippur. Nazin is no chinat bibito, but Inu Yom Kippur is shaykh to the daughter. We can expand that to other mitzvahs. Okay, let's continue. One second, Ethan. What about the mother? Is there a mechiyuv of chinuch on the mother too? That same Magen Avraham, that same Magen Avraham that I gave you, Shimon Shin Mem Gimel, says that a mother's not mechuyuv. Or Mr. Brewer says that their mother, Gedol Acharon Sekon Beis, that say a mother is mechuyuv. We generally assume that the chiyuv, Mokom Shein Av, the Ein Beis has to take over. So we generally assume chinuch applies to the girl as well. We generally apply it to the mother as well. Also, yes, Ethan, go ahead.
So, there's obviously no fear in Pali Torah for the girls. But if we, let's say, his daughter expresses a desire to learn Gemara, would it be.
She has to know certain dinim, though. She has to know certain dinim. So for a girl to learn Torah, she has to, she says Birkas HaTorah, so she has to know Kashas, Tars, Rishpok, she has to learn. So she says Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, the it's only considered to be frivolity, tiflis, the Mishnah says it's Ota, if she's immature. But if she's mature, Rav Aharon Soloveitcher just quoted the Mind Gaon, the contemporary of Beis Yosef, so we don't have the Sefer. Dr. Lyman says the Sefer never existed, but the Torah Tumimah says that when she's mature, you could. She can learn it. It's not considered to be frivolity. She's got to do mitzvahs. So what we're paskin is that chinuch applies to the son and the daughter. You have to mechanic a boy and girl, both your son and daughter, and also applies to both parents as well. Oh. Well, let's get this. Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
What is the raya for why the mother is
chayav? The raya is that it's mistabir lamaisa. It's mistabir lamaisa.
But what was the, if the father's not there, then basically takes over?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. But the there is a Magen Avraham that says a mother's not mechuyev. A mother's not mechuyev to the mechanic and spirituality. It's more the gashmius, the financial, you know, gashmius things. But that's a big, big chiddush, okay? We don't assume like that. Okay, we don't assume like that. We assume it applies across the board, both to a father and a mother. But I want you to know that Magen Avraham, okay? I want you to know that Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, mother's not mechuyev. Lamaisa, mitzvah bama there is, but she's not mechuyu the same level. And we say Mr. Bruce says not that way. It's a chinuch on the mother as well. That's the Trumas Adeshin and the Orach Mishur. So that's what we assume Malach Lamaisa. Okay? Oh. Well, let's get to the details. Let's get to the details, okay? Wait until Mr. Brewer breaks it down, and then we'll close. The way I want to say it is that there are two types of mitzvahs of chinuch, one on Lavin and one on Essay. On Lavin, there are three madrigas. Please get it. The lowest madriga is a cotton who has no havana at all. It's like 1 or 2 years old. Let's say he's eating a hamburger, a quarter pounder, or he's turning the light on and off on Shabbos. He's not mechuyev to say a word to the thing, to the boy, or the girl. Even if it's a kohen, you're not allowed to take him out of the cemetery. To put him in the cemetery, okay, that's usher, because you're feeding him something. And that's usher on every human being. Not just the parents. Okay? Lo sachim l'ktanim. Okay, that there's no doubt. So that's the first level. You got that? The first level is a what? A boy or a girl that knows nothing. Like 1 or 2. So you're not allowed to stop them. You're not mechuyev to stop them from doing anything, even in the Sidur Aisa. But to feed them in the Sidur Aisa is a usser. You're not allowed to feed them in Isser L'maisa, that's the Aisa. And not allowed to feed them that something that's the Raisa or even the Rabbanah's way of Paschim. Okay? And not allowed to give them Lomaisa the way he has it is Inisha Torah. And not allowed to feed them Inisha Raisa. Here he says Inisha Raisa only Mashma only. What's the second level? A Kohen is a little bit of Havana, but he's not yet reached the age of Chinuch. I call him 6 or 7. That's what the Sefer Torah Ladas says. What do you do in that case? He's 6 or 7. Then the father has to stop him from doing any Isser, even in Isser Drabonon. But other people that are not parents can watch him do an Isser Drabonon and don't have to say a word. That's the second level. What's the third level? When you get to the full-blown age of Chinuch, which is what? Which is a little bit older. Okay? Let's say, you know what? The second stage, let's call it 4 or 5. 6 and 7 is more of the stage of chinuch. So when you get to the stage of 6 or 7, then every person's chayav to stop a guy from yisur d'oraisa, but not yisur d'rabbono. So let's chazer over the 3 madregas. 1 or 2 years old, or 3 years old, maybe even 4 years old, what do you say? You're not mechuyev to do anything. Can't feed him an isur, and that's upon every person. But l'maisa, the father's not mechuyev to stop him on anything, even an isur d'oraisa. What about the age of what? 5 and 6, let's call it 4 or 5, where he understands what's flying a little bit. What's it then? The parents have to stop him from even an issur d'rabbanan. But other people don't have to do a thing. They don't even have to stop my issur what? Issur d'oraisa. Excellent. What's the third stage? When you're at 6 or 7 or older, until 12 or 13, 12, or a girl, for a boy up to 12, or a girl up to 11. What's it then in that case? Every person's got to stop you from an issur d'oraisa, but not an issur d'rabbanan. Okay? Parents got to stop even from an issur d'oraisa, even the second stage. Remember that we said that? Yes? Let's go over a third time again. Age of 1, 2, 3, what's it then? You don't have to stop from doing anything, parents or anybody. Can't put him in there, can't feed him, right? Can't feed him an issur d'oraisa. That's the first level. Second level? 4 or 5, let's say. What do you do?
Father stops everything.
Father, mother stops everything. Other guys don't stop anything. Even issur d'oraisa is okay. What's the last level? 6 and 7 and older.
Everyone stops
issur d'oraisa. Parents stop even what? Excellent. Very good. Three levels. 1, 2, 3.
How do you title the third level?
6 or 7, he knows what's going on. I mean, it's not just a little bit up on him. He knows what's flying. But that's all the Gabi Lavin. What do you say? Then hug him also. There should be a mitzvah chinuch. Good, well said. Then hug him also. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, good. Very good. Saying good. Now, all this is about Lavin. What about an essay? What about an essay? Like you just said, Stephen, excellent. It all depends how sharp he is. He knows what Nanuim are when he's 3, and do Nanuim with the tefillin, with the lulav. He knows Lishmor Slukov, knows how to watch his body, start with the tefillin. Sitzes. See, it depends on mitzvah sesed, it all depends subjectively where he's holding. That's our sugi in sukkah. I think it was Mem Gimel Manaf or Mem Beis Manaf in sukkah. Which daf? It was Mem Beis. Yeah, Mem Beis Manaf running out of Mem Beis, Mem Beis. It all depends on the sharpness. Now, by tefillin, we only do 30 days before nowadays, because we're not confident he won't flatulate with the tefillin on. Just like there's a mitzvah mechanech yellow, the Cuban says of Hafri Yitzurim, there's also a mitzvah mechanech in Talmud Torah, Kedusha, Yerushalayim, Chanoch Lenar al Pidarko, Yikam Yikam Yaskim Lashim Menem. Shtabrua says, you hear boys and girls speaking Lashon Hara, scold them. Scold them from cheating and things like that. Terrible thing. Never let them speak Lashon Hara or Regilas, cursing, because they're getting so used to them, they become a gadol to do the same thing. It'd be hard for them to separate themselves. Okay? Very hard. And Dov Retz Lo become like mutter. So you gotta be vigilant with this. At what age about that, Lamaisa? 6 or 7, like we said, for sure. Everything. We have to make sure you have the Lavin track and we have the essay track of Kinnah. Yes?
I would seem to go with both tracks also.
What did you say?
Kedil
Hargil, Evans, and Yeah, Kedil Hargil, yeah. So that brings me to, let's close with this. Does anyone hold both approaches? Both approaches I wrote on the board, yes. Tyson Shabbos, Daf, Kufko, Fala from Ralph, Dibramasko, Shma Mina, says 2 things. You know what he says? He says both things. He says we make the Chiluk to Yigil Chinuch and Yigil Shlo Yigil Chinuch. Right? And what else does he say? Tosfos says, Kad nafil gila chinuch, we assume everything is what? It's machmer in both directions. So what do you mean it's machmer in both directions? What does that mean, it's machmer in both directions? Well, let's think about what we say. He would say that what? You have to give him all the details, right? You have to make sure you give him all the details. He's machmir in both directions. Because he holds the Akan Shigil Chinuch. Basically, he holds the distinction in Yigil Chinuch, Shalom Yigil Chinuch. So you see, he's holding what? He's holding both approaches. This Tyson Shavis holds both approaches. Because he holds, on one hand, Ein Beis Mitzvah Lafrisho. Yeah? Akan Yigil Chinuch Ashari. So God will love Davka Baron Shanu. So basically what he wants to tie in is that this Tysus and Abnei Shom says, this Tysus and Shabbos holds both approaches. Allah l'maisa. He holds Shalonira Kakum, and he also holds Kedei Largilo. How does he show, how do you see from Tysus that he holds of both things? How do you see from Tysus he holds of both Mahalchim? That's what he wants to point out. Well, I think the chiluch between Igiyah and Lechinuch, Shaloi Igiyah and Lechinuch, that chiluch itself is mashma what? Kedei Largilo. No? Why? Wouldn't you agree with that? Because if there's no mitzvah mechanic, Shaloi Igiyah and Lechinuch, why? Don't you have to make sure your little kids are Shaloi Igiyah and Lechinuch also don't look like Kohen? Must be all you care about is Regilus. If they don't know what's flying, it's not going to help. You're not going to be margul them enough. So he makes that distinction. But at the same time, he holds Ein Beis Mitzvah Lafrisho, which what do we say meant? The reason why I don't have to stop him is because maybe if he stops eating the quarter pounder, that doesn't make him look like he's Jewish. Maybe his goy doesn't like it. So I think the fact that he makes the chilutin higilah chinuch and at the same time works with the din of Ein Beis Mitzvah Lafrisho, he holds both approaches. You know what I'm saying? He holds both approaches, and that's what I think he wants to say. That we got to check it out for tomorrow. But I believe anytime you make a distinction, you're working with the Gilim B'mitzvahs. But at the same time, if you say Ein Beis Mitzvah Lafrisho, you're basically saying that what? What do we write on the board? That Ein Beis Mitzvah is to do Essen and not to be Porish from things, because it doesn't show that you're being Jewish by just being Porish things. So I think that's what the combination is. And it comes out that Tezin Shabbos Kufa Valmav shows that both approaches are correct. We have to check that out, Allah Lomaisa. But this is what it means, that you divide up the din, Allah Lomaisa, and this is what it means. Divide up the din, Allah Lomaisa, and it comes out in this concept of Mitzvah Chinuch of Ketanim, how important it is, really. Okay? How important it is, because the Prima Godim writes, Kuns pun legamri mitzvahs, essay the rice of mikum vesse, mitzvah latase, kuns chayla shomron, but they're not b'nei day in you. The Sina says a kuns not mitzvah at all, even on mitzvah latase. See what I'm saying? The question is, are they mechuyiv and lav in the kut? So the way the Prima Gunim says is that they are chay, but they don't know what's flying. Mitzvah Sina says they're not mechuyiv at all because they're ketanim. And that's the chiddush we want to bring out. So this is a fascinating sugi we talk about the mitzvah chinuch. Keep in mind the mitzvah men bezim at aleph. And that's the shear that you have that is established here as being what? As being the mitzvah of what? The mitzvah of chinuch. And as I said by Mezuzah, it's an interesting machlokes whether there was such a what? Whether there was such a mitzvah of chinuch at all that existed in such a case. Okay? Now, just to close, how would we combine this with the mitzvah srichas kavana? How do you combine the mitzvah srichas kavana, this klal? When you talk about this klal lamaisa, yeah? Of mitzvah srichas kavana, when you talk about the mitzvah of chinuch. An interesting concept, no? How would you combine the two? A mitzvah srichas kavana, the cotton has no kavana. So what is he doing the mitzvahs for? To get him ready, Poshup Shad, right? Poshup Shad is to get him ready, I would imagine. Right? You want to get him ready, Kedei Largilo. So that's an interesting din, Lamaisa, so we got to think about. So we have to keep about the scope. Is the mitzvah of Chinuch only on the Rais or even the Rabbanans? And realize how much an important mitzvah it is. And it's maybe not necessarily on the parents, but it can apply to all adults as well. Steve, you got a kasha? So that's a very important thing, that we care about our children to that degree. And even though we assume it's the Rabbanan, there is that collector's item of the Rabbeinu Miuchas and the Meshech Chacham that seem to say it's a minatara ki yedatif. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a great day. Okay, tomorrow we'll finish up to be the last shiur of this month of June.
Good. Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?